This is Audible.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Never Flinch, a novel by Stephen King. Read by Jesse Mueller, with an afterword read by the author.
For Robin Firth, with love and thanks for all your hard work.
Trig.
1.
March, and the weather's miserable. The Straight Circle meets in the basement of the Buell Street Methodist Church every weekday from 4 to 5 p.m. It's technically a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, but plenty of alcoholics also attend. Straight Circle is usually packed. It's calendar spring, has been for almost a week, but in Buckeye City, sometimes known as the second mistake on the lake, Cleveland being the first, actual spring comes late. When the meeting lets out, a fine drizzle is hanging in the air. By nightfall, it will thicken and turn to sleet. 2 or 3 dozen attendees gather near the butt can by the entrance and light up, because freebasing nicotine is one of 2 addictions left to them, and after an hour in the basement, they need that hit. Others, the majority, turn right and head for the Flame, a coffee shop a block down. Coffee is the other addiction they can still indulge. One man is stopped by Reverend Mike, who also attends this meeting and many others on a regular basis. The Rev is a recovering opioid addict. In meetings, he attends 2 or 3 every day, weekends included. He introduces himself by saying,
"I love God, but otherwise I'm just another fiend."
This always gets nods and murmurs of approval, although some old-timers find him a bit tiresome. They call him Big Book Mike for his habit of quoting, verbatim, long passages from the AA handbook. Now the Rev gives the man a soul shake.
"I used to seeing you around these parts, Trig. You must live upstate."
Trig doesn't, but doesn't say so. He has his reasons for going to meetings out of the city where recognition is unlikely, but today was an emergency. Hit a meeting or drink, and after taking the first drink, all choices would be gone. He knows this from personal experience. Mike puts a hand on the other man's shoulder.
"And you share, Trig, you sounded upset."
Trig is a childhood nickname. It's how he introduces himself at the start of meetings. Even at out-of-town AA and NA, he rarely speaks, other than that initial identification. In tag-team meetings, he mostly says, "I just want to listen today." But this afternoon, he raised his hand.
"I'm Trig, and I'm an alcoholic."
"Hi, Trig," the group responded. They were in the basement instead of the church, but there's still that revival meeting call and response. Straight Circle is, in fact, the church of the crashed and burned.
"I just want to say that I'm pretty shaken up today. I don't want to say any more, but I had to share that much. That's all I've got."
There were murmurs of, "Thanks, Trig, and hang in there, and keep coming back." Now Trig tells the Rev he's upset because he found out he lost someone he knew. The Rev asks for more details, prize for them, actually. But all Trig will say is that the person he's mourning died in lockup.
"I'll pray for him," the Rev says. "Thanks, Mike."
Trig starts away, but not toward the Flame. He walks 3 blocks and climbs the steps to the public library. He needs to sit and think about the man who died on Saturday. Who was murdered on Saturday. Who was shanked on Saturday in a prison shower. He finds a vacant chair in the periodicals room and picks up a copy of the local paper, just to have something to hold. He opens it to a page 4 story about a lost dog recovered by Jerome Robinson of the Finders Keepers Agency. There's a picture of a smiling and handsome young black man with his arm around some kind of big dog, maybe a Labrador Retriever. The headline is one word, found.